Nando's, the home of peri peri chicken. Judged, marginalised, and misunderstood. The uncomfortable questions you've always wanted the answers to. No questions are off limits. Fifi, Fev and Byron's, do you mind if I ask?
Well, the lines are open yet again. 13 10 60. Do you mind if I ask? Time on the Fox.
Yes, one of our most popular segments. And we always get someone in the studio who has a story or they're part of a community in Melbourne who maybe are misunderstood. And it's not easy to ask questions of somebody on the street. We get into this forum where it's a safe space and you can ask anything. Now, we usually invite people in here, but we were contacted by our next guest and we could not refuse.
No way.
We are joined now by the beautiful Sarah Nasser. Thank you so much for joining us, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Sarah, you approached our producer, Leon, and you said, I would love to, as a Muslim woman living in Melbourne, mm-hmm. I would love to come onto this segment yep. to probably dispel some myths and also address, you know, some
misconceptions.
Definitely some misconceptions. Mm. And you've said, ask me anything.
Yep. Ask me anything.
It's mainly, I think, because Sarah's just a massive fan of this show. I mean, you just love this show.
I am. I am a massive fan.
Thank you.
So is my husband.
Thank you.
You've also brought some gifts. I'm looking at some Lebanese sweets in front of mm-hmm. me. Oh, you're
the
kidding
best.
Me, Sarah.
There's
that
a share
amazing.
With the team.
What? Is it baklava?
Yeah, it is baklava. Oh. So it's a traditional Lebanese sweet. And I didn't make them. I don't know how to make them.
I don't know.
They are from a bakery called Balhaz Bakery on Sydney Road, and they're amazing.
Oh, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for the gift. We're already off to a good start. You bought a gift. Now, we've said 13 10 60. If there's anything you would like to ask Sarah, a member of the Muslim community, where there are obviously, we all know, lots of misconceptions, just anything.
Yeah.
People would love to get some of the misconceptions, I guess, explained, but it's hard to walk up to someone on the street.
It is. And I think for me, I'm easily identifiable as Muslim because I do wear the hijab. So a lot of people do want to ask me about it.
Can I start then?
Yeah, you can.
People who aren't familiar yep. with the religion don't yep. necessarily know the background to mm-hmm. it. So I'll start by saying, what is the reason for the hijab?
Okay, well, there's a few reasons why someone would wear it. Firstly, because I do believe that is a commandment by God. And for me, it's just showing that I'm fulfilling that commandment. And I guess for me, it's also that visual representation of my faith. So you look at me and you know, yep, she's Muslim. If you and I were to walk yes. down the street, people would look at me and be like, yep, she's definitely Muslim.
That is a fabulous floral hijab.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, look
at that. And I do know what? This is one of my favourites and everyone always compliments it. So I actually thought I'd wear it. One of the biggest questions I get is how many do you own?
Well, and also the thing I want to know is can you pick any colour,
yes,
anything you want?
You can.
How many do you own?
More than 100.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is it better to not have to do your hair in the morning? Because that's what I'm envious
of. That is the biggest
of.
Question I get. And you know what? On bad hair days, it's the best.
It is the best.
You just put it on. You don't brush your hair. And no one knows anything. You just look the same.
Can you?
Can't tell.
This is the other question a lot of people wouldn't know the yep. answer to. When can you take it off? Or when do you
okay.
take it off?
So basically, if you wear the hijab, you can take it off in front of anyone you cannot marry. For example, I can't marry you.
No,
well,
so can you take
you
it off?
You can now. But like, I mean,
yes.
if you're Muslim,
yes.
you know, we don't have same-sex marriage. But for example, I couldn't take it off in front of
Byron.
Okay, because
right.
I could potentially marry him, but I can take it off in front of my uncle, my father-in-law,
so.
My son, my son-in-laws, you know, all those people who I cannot marry, I can take it off
this
in front of.
This is fascinating. And why this is so important to speak to you about this, Sarah. See, I've got a girlfriend and she has taken hers off in front of me and I had no idea why. And now I know because she can't marry me.
Yeah,
got it.
She can.
And not to be in any way.
No.
Because that's what the segment's about. So if, for example, as a non-Muslim, I have a good rapport with a Muslim.
Yep.
It's all going really well. What do I need to be aware of as a non-Muslim? Say, for example, in a dating sense.
In Islam, basically a female, so I would not be able to marry someone unless they were Muslim.
Okay.
So I've got a lot of Muslim friends who the male has actually either, you know, coming to the Muslim faith so
converted.
That they could get, yes, they can get married. But a male,
yes.
a male Muslim, he can marry any female with any religion as long as she kind of believes in God. It doesn't have to be, she doesn't have to be Muslim. She can be Christian. She could be Catholic, she could be Jewish even. The thinking behind that is that the kids then follow the father's religion, and that's what it's about.
Can I ask, on the back of what you just said, and this is where it's probably getting to territory where it does feel like a confronting question. Yeah. When you get asked questions about sexism, you knew I was going to go there, because I think that's what a lot of people say. They say, why does the woman have to cover her head and a man doesn't? Or why does a man get to do that and a woman doesn't? How do you answer that question?
For me, growing up with those beliefs, I've learnt to see, okay, well, it does make sense that the kids do follow the father's religion mostly, just like 99% of children take their father's surname. It's the same thing.
Yep.
And that's the thinking behind that. And I think if you look at any society, any facet of life, things that you consider that are sexist. But for
patriarchal.
Yeah. And it's everywhere, in every walk of life. And it's not just exclusive to Islam, which people kind of think is. But I do believe that the children do follow their father, mostly.
Byron and I are taking all your time here, so let's open the phone lines, 131060. You can ask Sarah anything you'd like to about the Muslim faith, about Sarah's lifestyle, questions that you've probably dying to know, but hard to ask someone on the street that you don't know very well.
Yeah, the number 131060, and there are plenty of calls coming through. Sarah Nasser is our guest. It's Do You Mind If I Ask?
1019 The Fox. Judged, marginalised and misunderstood. The uncomfortable questions you've always wanted the answers to. No questions are off limits. Fifi Fevan Byron's Do You Mind If I Ask?
The number is 131060. Plenty of calls coming through for this edition of Do You Mind If I Ask?
Yes, and we're joined by Sarah Nasser, who is a woman of the Muslim faith. And Sarah, you contacted us and said, I would love to be part of this segment and I would love people to ask me anything to deal with some misconceptions about people who follow the Muslim faith. And we've opened the phone line, so you're very brave. We've got Millie from Richmond. Hi, Millie.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Millie. What would you like to ask Sarah?
Obviously, the yes and no vote was a big thing for Australia, and your religion is usually against homosexuality. I just wanted to know, like, how you and your community felt about the vote.
Okay, thank you for the question. To be quite honest, I didn't vote. One reason, I'm a firm believer in everyone being able to do what they want, what they believe, wear what they want, choose how they want to live their life. In terms of my religion, Islam does not accept same-sex marriage. But on a personal level, I'm not one to hate on anyone or not allow someone to live their life just because of my religious belief. So I will be honest, I didn't vote at all just because I didn't want to be part of that vote. You will see most major religions don't accept same-sex marriage. It's kind of the same thing, but I personally don't have anything against it. I actually have bisexual friends. I have gay friends.
I think what you said there, Sarah, which is wonderful, the sentiment of what you said there is so important, that you are allowed an opinion, because I think what happens when we have these debates nationally, everyone has an opinion and they hate other people's opinions. And then, like you said, there's this hating. You've got an opinion.
Mm, yep.
Other people have different opinions, but you're not judging, you're not hating on anyone. And I think that's what we have to remember.
I wouldn't want to step in anyone's way of them being happy or doing what they want to do, but I'm a firm believer in God, and I believe if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, and it was meant to be. So,
Millie, great question. Thank you for your call, Millie. We appreciate it.
We've got Jane from Frankston. Hi, Jane.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Jane. What would you like to ask Sarah about the Muslim faith?
Hi, Sarah. My question is, as a Muslim, do you feel you get treated differently in public?
It depends. I have been treated differently in public. If I go back to September 11, I do remember jumping on a train to go to uni and getting threats. I guess I remember a few older men just kind of pointing like a finger at the head, like a gun kind of thing. And I did go to the police at that time because I was so scared. And I felt even the police back then kind of took it really lightly, but I guess now it's not treated as lightly as it was back then. I think now it's taken a little bit more serious because it happens a lot more. I do mostly, and I don't want to stereotype here, but I do get a lot of older men who make comments a lot of the time about what I'm wearing. So, you know, like a few weeks ago I was at the shopping centre. I was just dressed normal, you know, a top, pants, my scarf, and it was absolutely freezing. And he just made a comment like, you know, you're dressed up really well. You know, you're wearing a lot. I'm thinking, yeah, I'm in a top and pants. I'm assuming he was referring to my scarf.
That you covered up.
Yeah.
Maybe he thought you were off to the ski and you had like a whole ski unit
and
on.
To be honest, in winter, I love my hijab. It helps.
Oh, of course it does.
Keeps me warm. So I do sometimes get treated a little bit differently, but I find that the younger people are a lot more accepting, and it could be that they have more friends that are Muslim, more friends that wear the hijab, and I find that the older generation are a lot more judgmental.
Do you know what? Firstly, Sarah, thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for putting your hand up to say I'd love to come in. And one thing I can take out of this for anyone, and obviously there are still and there will be ongoing misconceptions about Muslim people, women, men, and the faith. Regardless of religion, regardless of anything, your face is a beaming, beautiful face.
Thank you.
You know what it reminds me? There are good and bad people everywhere. And I think that we very quickly tarnish a faith a community or a section of our community with the same brush.
And I think that's the reason why I put my hand up to do this, is because I think of me and I think, well, you know, I go out every day. I work like everyone. You know, I'm a school teacher. I work at a public school. And then I hear people like, you know, they don't assimilate. They don't do this. Well, everyone's got their own personality. It's not because they're Muslim they're doing that. I could assure you, whatever you find in a Muslim person, that's probably a negative thing, you will find in every single other culture.
Absolutely.
In every single
religion.
Other race. And
the key also,
that annoys me.
Just don't hate on anyone.
That's it. You know,
just
live your life.
Get on with your own business.
Everyone. Get on with your own business.
That's a beautiful message, Sarah.
You know,
and I guess
about
now,
respecting everyone.
And we just love that you're here and visit us anytime. I guess now is the time where the whole extended team try and steal the baklava that you made.
Oh, Fifi.
Yes, I'm having
because
some baklava.
Fifi has definitely given herself first dibs on that, but just I just would remind you there are other people
in
the team.
We'll definitely all share it, but thank you so much for bringing us treats.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's Sarah Nasser and doing a great job there, of course, at your primary school as well.
Thank you.
Appreciate you taking the time right here on The Fox with Fifi, Fev and Byron.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev, Byron, I'm going to call it, I think this is the week of walk-offs in reality television. Big night. I'm looking forward to The Bachelor and The Bachelor promo. There, somebody walks out. There's a walk-off. Oh. And last night in The Block, Kerry and Spence storm off. They stormed off.
Oh, it's Spence.
Let's have a listen. Yeah, Spence were not happy. This was them having
the
a chat. Yeah, I know. Oh, look, I'm in and out of it. But if I hear about a walk-off, a hissy fit.
Yeah, I want to watch. I just want to see the auction.
I always think, well-produced, whoever the producer is who's gone, just fire them up. Give them something to make them angry.
Bitch.
Let's have a listen. This is Kerry and Spence walking off the block.
Been from the get-go. Yeah, and then they give you such a big room to do. They just want the I mean, there's the cameraman.
I don't need this in my life. I don't need these complications. I don't need all this.
BS.
I don't need this bull. You know what? Should we pack our bag and off?
Oh.
I'm not
that wasn't
being
really
ridiculous.
Well
I need to get out of this place. You, Dan. We came on here to build a nice apartment and this is all BS.
I've got integrity to think of as well. I've just lost the care factor.
Go on.
Wow. I said before that, bit of bitchiness.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
There was a lot, wasn't there?
Wow.
Spence.
And some language. Now,
beep.
There's nothing like better in one way than
a walk-off.
I love watching someone storming out, or whether it's in the office or...
It used to happen all the time at footy clubs.
Did it? What? Give us an example of a
coach
would
blow up at someone and they just walk off.
So the coach
don't
would...
you turn your back on me.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be good. Yeah, you go pretend you're going to get a power rate or something.
That's good. Because you... It's
not
funny,
that I ever did it, but...
So you, just to be clear, you never did it.
Oh, where's this going?
Well, it's just that you've had some... We've had some... controversial.
Be careful,
I know I'm going to be because we're friends. But
this is all Thief's idea.
You know, there have been a couple of walkouts. For people who aren't familiar with what happens earlier on in the show, at 20 past six every morning, we play a game called Are You Smarter Than? And people call in and they take on either myself or Fev. And it's a quick general knowledge quiz and there's not much writing on it. Like, there's no reason to really get that emotional about it. But Fev occasionally does not like the adjudicator's decision and you've done the odd walkout. Well, you know what? Let's just relive one of them.
Yeah, you're really nervous.
Question one, in which street does the British Prime Minister live?
Dowling.
No.
Close.
Oh. Is it Dowling Street?
So close.
It's not Dowling.
No idea.
It's Downing Street.
Oh, he's hit the microphone. He's stormed
it's
out.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. There's a massive difference.
No, it's not. It's the same thing.
Dowling and Downing
are different
words.
You can't storm out of that. You got it wrong.
It's not wrong.
Okay,
you knew what I meant, though. You did a word
Yeah,
wrong.
But that doesn't work on Hot Seat. You knew what I meant.
This is not Hot Seat. We're not playing for $1 million.
Well, I know.
We're playing for nothing.
But the caller would have had
every... When you said something wrong a couple of weeks ago and we gave it to you.
Did you?
You were like, oh.
Oh, Nick, come on. What? Yeah.
Careful.
Did that happen?
Thief, he'll storm out now.
I know, I'm
be careful.
Scared.
I'm just about to.
13, 10, 60. Have you chucked a Fev? Have you stormed out? Can we call it chucked a Fev?
I don't think you like it.
Relive one of your great storm outs or walk offs or packed it in. See you later. I'm out of here.
Okay. Relationships. Do you want me to show you how good I can do it?
No, don't do it. We already missed you yesterday. Don't go again.
13, 10, 60 is our number. We'll take a break.
101.9 The Fox.
We're talking about storm offs, walkouts, like on the block last night, Kerry and Spence stormed off, and we're celebrating great storm offs. We are in a few moments about to play another one of Fev's storm outs. I'm nervous to do it, but we will do it, so don't go anywhere. Firstly, Chloe in Brunswick. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hey, Chloe. Have you had it? Now, this is a fight with some friends and you've stormed off?
No, it was my friend that stormed off. I was just sort of mediating the fight.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's the best role, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
So she just sort of, they were just sort of having this disagreement. We were like performing a skit, like not performing at the time, but rehearsing the skit. And she was actually pregnant. So she's like quite pregnant at this point. And she just like, they had a massive fight and she just like lost it and flipped the table and stormed out of the room.
I mean, Chloe, I love this. Firstly.
Did she flip the table, just stand up and her belly knocked it up?
Yeah, she was just so heavily pregnant, flipped the table and we all just sat there in silence like, I don't know what to do now.
That's awesome. If anyone watches the new, The Real Housewives of New Jersey, they'd be familiar with Teresa Giudice's table flip too, by the way.
Yeah.
Shout out for the few people who watched that. But also just quickly, Chloe, do you and your mates just get together and perform skits?
Bit of sketch comedy.
Are you in Skit House?
It was just like a drama club.
Oh, I love that. Well done. I love people who get busy doing things like that.
Couldn't think of anything more boring.
We should have a drama club.
You'd be in drama
club. Yeah, I love drama
club. The president.
I used to hate drama. I get so embarrassed.
Anna in West Meadows. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, good, Anna. Tell us about this storm off.
Okay, so my sister worked at a pizza shop and she got into an argument with her boss, so she stormed out. On her way out, she grabs a tip jar, which was pretty full, and goes and sits in a car, put it in the cup holder, and drove home. Didn't even realise what she'd done the next day.
Yeah. Solid.
That's great.
I would have knocked off all the toppings
you,
and stuff.
Anna, we're a bit nervous about this. Would you like to hear another Fev storm? It was one of the great meltdowns we've ever had on this show. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. So this is only last week. It's still fresh. I'm surprised that I brought this up.
And when Fev hears this, he still doesn't think he did anything wrong,
didn't
which
he?
I find remarkable.
You undermined me and said, get
remarkable
on the mic.
Attitude.
Okay. I understand I have to get on the mic, Byron, but I had my producer in here showing me something. I'm like, oh, yeah, show me the picture.
Okay.
All I'm doing is trying to help the guy. Okay. I'm trying to help the guy.
Get on a mic, trying to say I'm unprofessional. I'm actually talking to my producer, so you can get stuffed again.
Yeah, so Byron, you stop talking.
Yeah, that's all I want him to do.
Here we go.
Now you say it to him and he stops.
Yeah, okay, so here's what happened for everyone who wasn't aware. We were talking about, of all things, Harold the giraffe that visits schools, and I wasn't sure who he was anyway. The next minute, Fev had an almighty breakdown on air.
But why, though?
Well, because Byron told you to do something. And
yeah, he spoke.
He spoke. Okay, let's have a listen.
Alex was...
get on the mic.
Alex was talking to the kids. Shut up, Byron, you...
Get on the mic.
You could hear me fine.
Jesus. Oh, hang on. I've had to dump my own co-host.
Not a co-host. And you could hear me fine.
Yeah, I could hear you fine.
Well, they've changed that. You couldn't hear him at all.
No, you
I've been stitched up even in the replay.
No.
Look.
I'm glad you brought this up, Fee. Thanks.
As the mediator, I think it's important also that you realise,
as the
Byron,
stirrer,
I'm with Fev.
Oh, all right. Let's take a break.
101.9 The Fox.
Okay. Let's throw back to, well, it was a little experiment that was conducted here in the studio and it involved a certain budgie.
Remember about a month ago, Fev, you remember it well, your daughter Lenny got her first budgie in the house.
Yep.
And Byron and I, tried to set Biscuit a task, or you the task.
Yes.
You had to teach Biscuit how to talk in a week.
Yeah, very early.
it didn't go great. I think we got some audio.
It didn't go at all.
Yeah. and weirdly, Fev chose the word, which was the name I hate being called, which is
it's
Greg.
It's your Christian name.
Here
Greg.
We go.
Hello. Greg. Hey, Greg. 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 No.
And then after that fail,
we
were contacted by Matt on social media, who said, look, I've got a bird that can speak, and not only speak, learns things so quickly. In fact, learnt the jingle to our song in what, a space of a week?
Yeah, the jingle of our radio show. Here we go.
That's
amazing. 101.9. Now, we've got Matt in the studio.
There's no way the bird said that.
Okay, this is controversial because you're not a believer, but Matt, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us here.
Yeah, thank you for driving.
Poppet's playing with a bell. You can't say 101.9.
Poppet's in the studio.
Poppet is the bird in question. And thank you for the long drive from Macrae with Poppet in the car. Fev needs to have proof that he thinks this is working like a ventriloquist, Matt, where you're actually doing the speaking and it's not Poppet.
I can't get that high.
No, I didn't. Well, I believe you.
Well, it might not be you. Might be
is there a way we could maybe try to get Poppet to speak and get evidence or proof that it's not you speaking, it is in fact Poppet?
Well, we have brought his favourite mirror in. So if we can get his mirror out, he might talk into his mirror, but he's not. Right. Actually,
you could understand why.
Oh, here we go. Push back.
Yeah.
And
he loves a little bit of audio in the background or something like that.
Oh, does he?
Audio that says 101.9.
I've got my phone.
Okay.
No, I get it.
You could understand the cynicism. I mean, we've heard a piece of audio there where Poppet was basically talking like a human. If these guys were to walk out of the studio and Poppet just made no noise, you could understand the cynicism.
There was a lot of cynicism and I felt the pressure. I felt Poppet. I felt the pressure that he was under. But it also goes to show that working with animals is quite difficult, as we found out. Does Poppet like Taylor Swift?
He loves Taylor Swift.
Okay,
who doesn't
here we
love
go.
Taylor?
Okay.
So far, Poppet's doing bugger all. Just flying around in a confused state.
I've got other songs. Got another song. Lady Gaga.
I don't think that's going to help.
It might. Hang on. Poppet will like this.
Poppy!
They're getting desperate.
2 minutes later.
Hey, if I brought Biscuit in, they'd be both the same.
No, I've got an idea.
What are you going to do now?
I think we just leave music on like that.
Okay.
I think some of us should leave the studio. I think Poppet might be intimidated by all the people, maybe. Could that be right, Matt?
Yeah, mate.
Well, who are you trying to get rid of?
I have a feeling that Poppet might be feeling the pressure. Let's just tone the pressure down.
What, do Fev and I leave? Well, I thought they'd leave. They're the ones.
We'll just leave the music on in the background.
Mate, if I leave and that bird talks, I still won't believe it. It didn't talk when I was in here.
5 minutes later.
He's talking on the way in here.
Oh, was he? Yeah.
No, but
he said, turn left.
Now you're just doing gags. I mean, good gear, but the bird's doing nothing.
Just got to give it a few minutes.
My name's Poppet and I can't talk.
No.
I'll just pop out and get a coffee. I'll come back.
8 minutes later, when Poppet finally had enough.
Fev's got my bell. Fev's got my bell.
Oh, s***.
Relax.
Come here. It's my mouth. Man down.
Them. 12 minutes later.
Could the bell be distracting?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it makes him naughty.
Okay, let's get rid of the bell. Oh, dear.
You want this?
Get rid of the bell. The bell's distracting. Give me the bell. Okay.
Your old bell's no whistles, mate.
Lose the bell. No, you actually lose the bell.
15 minutes later.
Why can't you talk? No.
Okay, that's weird. No, it'll peck your lips off. I'm a bit scared of birds. I just realised.
Finally, after 18 minutes.
Okay, time's up, guys.
I know.
How'd it go while I was out, guys? I just went and grabbed a coffee.
You're a bit loud.
Well, no one's even on a mic now, just having a chat. Are we done? Remember the bit about doing radio, Fev? Unfortunately, Matthew, it's... time to thank you for popping in, and Caroline.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
I believe
mate.
It. I've seen the video footage.
Yeah, I've seen the
video. I believe it.
See you guys.
It might have been someone else.
It's fake.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, he's flat. Poor Matt.
High pressure situation doesn't always bring out everybody's best.
See you guys.
Oh, poor Poppet. Had stage fright. Couldn't perform.
Oh, yeah, and he swooped me. He got me a beauty. Had the bell, and I loved the bell, and I didn't see it coming. It reminded me of the time when I was in Echuca when I was about 7, and I was walking across, we were staying at the caravan park at Marul in Moama, and I was walking along, and there was all these ducks, and I was like, just like giving them crap. Yeah. Mate, they attacked me, and I screamed. I've never screamed so loud, and I ran and jumped in the water.
Flashbacks to that moment.
Oh, mate, it was horrified. I was horrified. Jeez. Never. Animals are dangerous.
There's a video thief, actually, of Poppet. Poppet, who, I'm sorry to reset that Poppet did absolutely nothing in 20 minutes and can't talk, but there is a video of Poppet swooping Fev, which is very entertaining.
Poppet attacked Fev.
So you can see that.
Had a massive crack.
At our Instagram. Fifi, Fev, Byron. Check it out.
1019, The Fox.
The great upset yesterday being John Millman, Australian, 29-year-old, virtually unheard of. I know people in the tennis world would absolutely know him because he was ranked 55 in the world.
Yeah, well, they say it's the greatest upset in history, but he's ranked 55 in the world. He's nearly won $2.5 million.
Yeah, he's on okay.
But he's got a great backstory. He's struggled. He slept at slept at airports because he couldn't afford hotels. He was Roger's. Roger flies him over to Vienna and stuff just to be his hit-up partner, pays him just to hit with him.
And for people who don't know what we're talking about, that's because John beat Roger Federer over in the US Open. Yes. And it's a huge upset.
6-3, 7-5, 7-6, 7-6.
Funny talking to you about it though, because Fairview.
Oh, four sets, yes. Push on.
You said
what do you got to say up there, mate?
No, just the way he memorized the full score of all four sets was impressive. Continue.
Were you doubting him?
No, it just sounded like he went in straight sets and then he added another set, but it was four. Oh, okay. Just keep going. Apparently you now have to win four sets. It's best of seven.
I wasn't confused till you interrupted.
Now I'm lost.
Now, Fev, though you said something to me that I think a lot of other people are saying, you're a bit disappointed.
Oh, I was shattered. I'm happy for the Aussie, but I was laying in bed because I was sick. I watched the whole show, and Lenny's now sick, so she was home with me and hated it. She's watching some Fortnite video on the computer. Turn it down, it's in the last set. And we started watching it, and I was actually cheering for Roger because I wanted Roger to play Djokovic next, and then whoever wins that will play Nadal in the final. Now everyone's just going, ugh, the Aussie one.
Can I ask you a question? Don't take this personally. Did you mean to mispronounce Djokovic?
You can either say Djokovic or Djokovic.
Or can you?
It's two pronunciations.
Oh, okay, just checking.
Why are people interrupting when I'm talking?
I'm sorry, Fev, we're both doing it, and you always get it right.
My favourite thing about this was, and we on the project last night had a chat to the Millman parents.
Do you know how excited I got when I was sitting on the couch watching the end of Channel 7 News, and I thought, I'll just flick over and see Waleed and the guys, and you were sitting there.
Oh, I know.
The boxing's back!
Back on a Tuesday night. Now, John, his parents, Ron and Shona, we had a chat with them, and just listen, one of the funniest things I think is when kids achieve great things and their parents sound so underwhelmed.
Did you watch, Shona?
No, I never watch.
I know a lot of the office were watching at something because the deputy kept running down to the room with messages on the score and that. So,
do you think that he can beat the Joker?
Oh, look, I don't know if you can get two miracles. But
my parents didn't expect much, Boxy. So every time I come back and said I've done something, they're like, "Oh, you're the best."
That's right.
Yeah. I set the bar real low when I was a kid.
But it doesn't surprise me that you might have heard a lot through your life that you're the best. That doesn't surprise me. Eliza in Wanturna South. Hi, Eliza.
Too common.
Silence is deadly.
Good, Eliza. Are your parents a little hard to impress?
Yeah, definitely. 2 years ago, I got texted through my ATAR and it was 98.4 and I was so stoked.
Whoa.
Ran downstairs and I was like, "Dad, I got 98.4 and he literally turned around and was like, "Why didn't you get 99.5?
Oh!
And I was like, "Are you serious?"
Wow. That's what I'm talking about. They don't even know that they're knocking you sometimes.
I've got to assume.
Yeah. I don't think they knew how hard it was to get the score. Like, they were like, "Why didn't you get that?" And I'm like, "Oh, my God."
What did you get?
just trying to think because it was VCE. It wasn't the TER. Yeah. And I don't even know. I can't remember what it was out of.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Out of 100, I would have thought.
I don't know. Did you? Oh, you were in New South Wales, Byron.
Yeah, it was similar.
You wouldn't have finished school. Did you finish
what
school?
Did you get?
Excuse me. University
I was similar
graduate.
To Eliza. I had an 80 mine as well. I had 68. She had 98.
That's a good effort.
Close.
68 solid.
Shab in Craigieburn. Hi, Shab.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Shab. Have you got parents that are hard to impress?
Oh, very hard to impress. I work as a human rights lawyer and my younger sister is a corporate lawyer. So we're pretty proud of where we are at.
Yeah.
But I also have a one-year-old daughter. And the other day I heard my mum tell my daughter that when she gets older, she wants her to become a judge because being lawyers is just much too easy because both her daughters did it.
Oh.
But it can't be that hard.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's amazing. It's like being a nurse.
Yeah.
You're like, you've got to be a doctor. Yeah. Nurses are just important.
Exactly.
Ridiculous.
Often do harder jobs.
Thank you,
You
Shab.
Need a lawyer before you get to a judge.
Litza
thank
from
you,
Fitzroy. Hi,
you
Litza.
Would know.
I've never,
hi,
no,
guys.
True.
How you going? Love your show.
Oh, thanks, Litza. I love your name.
Oh, thank you.
Litza.
Very unusual.
It's
yes.
Fabulous. Litza, are your parents hard to impress?
Oh, look, my dad was. I'm one of the callers, too, in terms of education-wise. Like, I was so proud I finished my Year 12 studies. All my girlfriends were getting gifts and parties. My old man said to me, here's a milkshake for you, doll. I got a chocolate milkshake.
I kind of love your dad. That's really cool.
Thanks for those calls. Just after 7:30 on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
It's cold outside.
I'm missing it.
Winter is coming.
It's just my favourite time of the year.
Fifi, Feb and Byron want to tell you a story. But are they lying?
Fifi, Feb and Byron's
Call. Cool party. Who are you trying to fool?
Oh yeah, great game. Escape the City, plan a midweek snow getaway at mountbuller.com.au. We have a great prize to go in I Call Buller. It is a weekend away for two FIFA. It's you and a friend. It's the return transfers.
Oh.
It's the comms, the breakfast, the ski and snowboard gear hire.
So
2-day lift passes. Great.
It's an amazing prize. And you will love Mount Buller if you haven't been there before. Rebecca in Cheltenham. Are you there, Beck?
I am. Woohoo.
Oh, Beck, how much would you like to go to Buller?
So badly. I think the last time I went, I was like 10. So.
Oh, yeah, you've got to go back and all those great things included, the lift passes,
yes.
The gear.
Oh, so good.
Now, what's going to happen, Beck, Fev today is going to tell a story and you just have to decide whether or not it's true. And if you don't think it's true, call Buller, okay?
All right, no worries.
Now, we've got Geordie from Armstrong Creek. Are you there, Geordie?
Yeah.
Okay, Geordie, this is, as we often say, the easiest job in radio. You just sit tight, and if Bec gets it wrong, you're going to Buller.
Yeah, well, hopefully she gets it wrong.
Oh,
okay,
ouch.
Geordie.
Okay, Bec.
Competitive spirit.
Back in 1990...
Okay, we'll drop the music now. We'll drop the music and really enjoy Fev's story. Here we go.
Back in 1999, Bec, we went on my first footy trip. We actually made the grand final that year. We all went to America. And we're all staying at the Beverly Wilshire and we're having a drink at the bar. And I started talking to this lady. And anyway, I got chatting with her and organised a date and went out with her for a drink. And her name was Renee Zellweger. I've told Boxy and that this story before. And we went out for a date. We had a bit of fun. And that was it. Then I continued on my footy trip to Vegas 2 days later.
Whoa.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Oh, Beck.
Jeez.
That's a tricky one.
I think you would have heard about that.
Yeah, I'm just going to go true.
Oh.
Oh, no, blah. I'm going to go blah. Can I tell?
No, you can't change.
She guessed true was her first guess. You got to lock in your first one.
Sorry, okay, lock it in.
Geordie, you're going to Buller.
Oh,
oh,
so believable,
Beck.
Though, Fief. It's entirely believable that Fev and Renee Zellweger might have...
I love that Beck thought it was true. I'd love to send her
it makes you feel better, Beck. I thought it was true, too, when he told me.
Excited for you, Fev. I was like, well done.
I know.
Thanks, Beck.
No, he's not picked up Renee Zellweger.
Oh, wow. That story was brilliant.
Show me the money!
Geordie, you're off to the fabulous Mount Buller. You're going to have the best time there. You'll be skiing, everything included, breakfast, your accommodation, all
it's
included.
It's an amazing
trip.
Oh, my
trip. God. This
hey,
is
Beck,
amazing.
Hey, Beck, I probably should have said at the end of the story, you had me at a low.
Oh,
nice. All right, thank you. We'll wrap up the show now.
Fifi, Feb and Byron.
Fifi, Feb and Byron.
101.9
Nando's, the home of peri peri chicken.